me out here. How does an archaeology professor get that good with a whip?
Maybe you took a class at the adult bookstore. That's how I learned.
I can't believe you've never seen Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And I can't believe you've never read Eat, Pray, Love.
When she comes out with Eat, Pray, Run Away from a Giant Boulder, I'll read it.
Care if Eat, Pray, Love changed your life? I'm not reading it.
You know, I could totally rock a hat like that.
That's the work of noted Hollywood costume designer Deborah Nadulman. She also designed the iconic red and black jacket in Michael Jackson's Thriller video, which I've never viewed in its entirety, as I find zombies dancing and choreographed synchronicity implausible. And also, it's really scary.
Someone please turn off the Sheldon commentary track.
There's no switch. Just listen and learn.
Honey, if you think this is good, you should come with us Friday to see it on the big screen at the Colonial.
Well, I'm watching it now. Why would I want to see it again on Friday?
Because the print they're showing on Friday has an additional 21 seconds of previously unseen footage.
What? 21 seconds? That'll be like seeing a whole new movie.
Exactly. They say it finally solves the submarine controversy.
Did Leonard? I'm no expert, but I believe what we just heard from Penny was sarcasm. Ah, oh, good. I'm 8 for 26 this month.
Yeah, I think I'll pass, but you guys enjoy your extra 21 seconds.
But if I could make you understand why this is such a cool thing, we'd still be together.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't.
Uh-huh. I'm guessing 21 seconds had something to do with that, too.
Hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, it all started with a big bang.
May I point out to you all that the screening is first come, first served?
Relax, it's 5 o'clock. The movie doesn't start till midnight.
Another way of saying that is the movie starts at midnight and it's already 5 o'clock. Let's go.
You know, if we miss it, we'll have the fun of listening to Sheldon whine about it for the rest of our lives.
See? Howard's on my side.
Actually, I'm not. I'm using sarcasm to mock you.
Drat. Now I'm 8 for 27.
Don't worry, Sheldon, we'll be fine.
What happened to the Leonard Hofstadter who waited in line with me for 14 hours to see the midnight premiere of Star Trek Nemesis?
Oh, well, he waited in line for 14 hours while you napped in a lawn chair. He got in a fight with a Klingon when he stepped out of line to pee and you wouldn't wake up to vouch for him. And worst of all, he saw Star Trek Nemesis.
But how were our seats?
Excellent.
I rest my case. Amy, don't you agree we should leave now and get in line?
Actually, as the newest member of your social group, I believe I'll gain more acceptance by arbitrarily siding with your friends from time to time.
Shrewd.
Leonard, you're right. We should enjoy our meal, arrive late, and risk winding up with terrible seats, assuming we get in at all.
Thank you, Amy.
See? It's working.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive, you too.
Guys, that's really starting to get old.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I have a girlfriend and you don't.
Hysterical.
But now, we don't know that yet. He isn't finished. I have a girlfriend and you don't. Who?
So, are you sure you don't want to come with us to Raiders?
Oh, no. That movie has melting faces. It reminds me too much of the time I dropped that vial of flesh-eating bacteria into the rhesus monkey lab. Besides, Penny and I are having a girls' night tonight.
Girls' night? What does that entail?
Well, you know, girls get together, hang out, share girl talk.
I'm a girl.
Oh. Well, maybe you can join us. I'll ask Penny.
No need. Penny and I are very close.
You are?
Yes. In fact, our menses are synchronized. Penny, Bernadette tells me you're planning a girls' night.
Yeah?
I'm a girl.
Oh, it was just going to be me and Bernadette. Besides, I thought you were going to the movies with Sheldon and the guys.
Yes, but they're not girls. I'm a girl.
Yeah, no, I got that.
What's the dress code?
Just wear something comfortable.
All right. I'll have to go shopping.
Not.
Who was there?
Hugh.
Hugh who?
Hugh, people need to listen to me. It's time to get in line for the movie.
That's how you tell a knock-knock joke.
Under normal circumstances, I'd say, I told you so. But as I have told you so with such vehemence and frequency already, the phrase has lost all meaning. Therefore, I will be replacing it with the phrase, I informed you thusly.
Ooh, can't wait for that to start.
I informed you thusly.
8 for 28.
This is where we could have been if we hadn't stopped for dinner. This is where we could have been if Kuthrapali hadn't ordered dessert.
But I only did, I ate all my broccoli.
And here's where we are. The runts in a large litter, unlikely to ever reach the nourishing teats of Indiana Jones.
So I guess it's a good thing we stopped for dinner.
You know, guys, when facing disappointment, eat, pray, love. Teach us. Shut up.
So anyway, to make a long story short, turns out I have an unusually firm cervix.
You know, Amy, when we say girl talk, it doesn't just have to be about our lady parts.
Shame, because I have a real zinger about my tilted uterus.
Amy, your nails look great.
Oh, thanks. I found this place in Alhambra. It's in a woman's basement. I think it's a front for human trafficking, but they do a really good job.
A colleague of mine did her graduate thesis on the fungus that grows on improperly sterilized manicure implements. Well, don't tell me that's not girl talk.
So where should we go tonight? A bar? A club? A movie?
Or we could just stay here.
Yes, and continue to bond. I have a feeling that after tonight, one of you will become my best friend forever. Or BFF, if you prefer. Which I don't.
All right, time to open bachelor number 2.
Gee, I don't know if I should drink more. I have to drive home, and I've got enough trouble seeing over the dashboard as it is.
That's okay, you can just sleep here.
Oh, good, a slumber party. We'll do makeovers, initiate phony phone calls, and have spirited pillow fights in our frilly nighties.
Oh, gosh, Amy, I don't know if I would call this an actual slumber party.
Well, that's disappointing. I've always wanted to be invited to a slumber party.
You never were?
Not even when you were a kid?
Well, there was the time I had my tonsils out and I shared a room with a little Vietnamese girl. She didn't make it through the night, but up till then it was kind of fun.
Okay, well, I guess we're having a slumber party.
Oh! Pillow fight!
I hope they let us in soon. Tired of running to the gas station to use the bathroom. The guy makes me buy a Gatorade every time. It's a vicious circle.
Too bad you don't have a stadium pal like me.
What's a stadium pal?
Let me put it this way. Takes care of the bathroom problem, and it keeps your calf warm.
Hey, guys, bad news. I just did a quick calculation. Given the size of the theater and the length of this line, we might not get seats.
What did he say?
Nice going, Raj. Just got him down for his nap.
We might not get seats.
It's fine. Go back to sleep.
Oh, I informed you thusly. I so informed you thusly.
Howard, you talk to him. Howard, you're peeing, aren't you?